You're listening to the Isoka Journal podcast. In this edition, we're speaking with Philemon Zongo, author of the Isoka Journal Volume 1 article titled Automation Conundrum. In it, he discusses the risk associated with artificial intelligence and the benefits that it can provide. So Philemon, let's begin with how the role of artificial intelligence, or AI, is changing. How is AI evolving, and how are businesses leveraging it?
I'll start by saying the use of systems to perform functions that normally would require human intelligence has been in existence for quite some decades now. In fact, the first industrial robot, Unimate, was created back in 1961. It's, however, important to note that the use of these systems within commercial environments have been fairly limited in scope. We are now starting to see their rapid adoption across different industry sectors as businesses seek to lower down operating costs, gain deeper insights into their customers, or improve operating efficiency. The resurgence of intelligent systems has been propelled by primarily three factors. Number one being the substantial improvements in computing power, which is affording businesses the ability to develop more complex and resource-hungry algorithms. The second factor has been the explosion of cloud computing, social media, mobile phones, wearables, consumer devices, and industrial sensors, which has created big data platforms, a crucial requirement to train algorithms and create deeply personal experiences for customers. The third reason has been the ability of these systems to interrogate unstructured data, such as that contained in PDF documents, which is allowing businesses to derive even deeper insights, which they would otherwise be unable to do manually. The adoption of intelligent systems is only going to accelerate over the next few years. There was a recent report which was published last year by the Bank of America Merrill Lynch, which predicted that the market for robotics and artificial intelligence would grow to an excess of $150 billion by the year 2020. And just coming back to your question regarding how businesses are using these systems within their environments, there's quite a number of use cases, but I will cite a few here just to provide some clarity into our discussion. Healthcare organizations have been using intelligent systems to analyze cancer medical information against a vast array of data and then provide detailed treatment options for their patients. We've also seen mining companies deploy highly intelligent driverless trucks to help them plan and coordinate the complex movement of resources within their environments. Investment managers have been in the news as well. They are deploying robo-advisors to provide automated and algorithm-based portfolio management solutions for their customers. Insurance companies as well, they've been deploying agents that talk to customers over the internet, assess their personal risk positions, and then recommend appropriate insurance cover. Another exciting use case is coming from Hollywood, which has been using these systems to perform a series of visual, sound, and composition assessments of movies, and then use this system to create highly engaging movie trailers. The adoption of AI systems has definitely moved beyond the traditional clerical and routine tasks into more significant business roles. We saw this in 2014 when Deep Knowledge Ventures, a Hong Kong-based venture capital firm, appointed an AI algorithm to its board of directors. The system, which is called Vital, it automates due diligence process by scanning huge volumes of data relating to a prospective target. And then it votes, just like five other directors, on whether to invest in the enterprise or not. A role that definitely comes with significant responsibility and risk. So basically, we have seen the adoption of artificial intelligence systems increase both in terms of scale and also in terms of the roles that are being automated that are becoming more and more vital.
What are some of the risk factors related to AI?
That's a very good question because recently in the news, we have seen a number of leading thinkers or influential people like Bill Gates or Elon Musk, they've been raising a number of risks relating mostly to the rise of super intelligent systems. And by super intelligent systems, they refer to those systems that can vastly outperform human beings in practically every field. And their fear has been if these systems rise and we don't have a way to control them, they could actually threaten the existence of mankind. This is definitely a big risk and outside the scope of my article. My article explores three critical risks that are associated with the commercial adoption of these systems within businesses. And the first risk being failure for businesses to clearly translate their objectives into these algorithms, which could result in undesired outcomes or significant operational risks. The second risk relates to these systems. Normally, when businesses automate processes, they're going to replace humans with machines. So there's a significant risk here that those employees whose roles are vulnerable to automation might actively resist change, which might derail the gains from automation programs as well. The third risk is pretty obvious, is cybercrime. We all know that all systems that are connected to the internet can be hacked, and we have seen this, it pretty much happens every week. The risk here is the more we automate crucial business processes and expose them to the internet, we are providing more avenues for the bad guys to disrupt business processes so they can hack into their systems and disrupt business processes. So there's quite a number of risks, but I focused on the three key risks that I think business leaders should definitely focus on.
Why is aligning AI adoption with business strategy and risk appetite important?
I think that's one of the most important things businesses should consider when deploying intelligent systems within their environments. As we discussed earlier, automating critical business processes definitely comes with substantial risk. So having a clearly defined risk appetite, which is a business expression of the amount of risk they're willing to take in pursuit of their mission, is definitely a foundational step when adopting these systems. Why is it important? It's important because it informs the board of directors and senior executives of the level of risks that they are taking when they're automating business processes, so they can make an intelligent assessment whether they have enough capacity to absorb that risk if it materializes. The board of directors are ultimately charged with providing strong management oversight to ensure that the firm maintains long-term shareholder value. As such, it is their responsibility to approve the automation of high-risk business processes. And like I said before, ensuring that the business is not exposed to excessive risks or it's not taking on risks that don't contribute to its mission. This is especially important when businesses are automating complex functions, especially those that require intellectual reasoning, creativity, emotional intelligence, and interpersonal skills. So definitely the board of directors has to be involved in the process. They need to understand the risk, and they need to approve the automation of critical business processes.
How might regulation affect automation efforts?
So regulation might impact automation programs from two perspectives. The first one we've already discussed before relates to ethics, and the other one, job protection laws. We have seen some financial regulators, especially in the United States, that have raised concerns regarding the automation of financial advice through robo-advisors. Their argument is that these systems may be designed to meet short-term goals and not adequately consider the investor's personal circumstances, such as age, health, investment experience, belief systems, and so forth. The other challenge as well is most jurisdictions don't yet have clear regulations about automation. And as we saw with cloud computing, this might definitely slow down their uptake. Another key area to consider as well is job protection laws. Replacing human beings with machines may not be as easy as it sounds because some countries have very strict job protection laws. So business leaders have to clearly understand what these laws are before committing significant project capital. So regulation is an area that's still evolving around automation. We have seen some regulators come up with very strong positions, arguing that automating financial processes is going to put customers at a disadvantage. So it's something that business leaders have to think about, especially those that are doing businesses in multiple jurisdictions.
So we've talked a lot about the risk associated with using AI, but how can AI be used to reduce risk?
So with artificial intelligence, it's not all doom and gloom. There's quite a number of areas that artificial intelligence could be used to actually improve an organization's risk profile. And I think the first and most obvious one is by automating business processes and replacing human beings with machines, we definitely improve more consistency. So eliminate human error. And by doing so, we also lower operating costs and we improve product quality because machines have proved from time to time again that they perform more consistently than human beings. Another area to consider as well is operational health and safety. I think we are seeing a number of businesses deploy robots or specialized drones, which they are using to move heavy or dangerous objects, which could be harmful to employees. So again, if these systems are properly designed, they could actually significantly reduce the risk of workplace injury. The third reason, the third example where these systems are helping businesses improve their risk positions is compliance. So we're also seeing a number of organizations who are using the IBM Watson machine or algorithm to keep up with very fast changing regulations. So what this system does, it scans into huge volumes of compliance documents and it informs the business of the key things they need to do in order to keep up with regulations. So artificial intelligence, as we see it, I work in cybersecurity myself, and our profession have long relied on artificial intelligence to detect anomalous behavior within the network, in terms of intrusion detection systems or antivirus software. And we're also seeing this technology being used to develop a number of advanced threat detection and prevention technologies. So there's a lot to benefit from a risk perspective as well.
And why is testing so important when it comes to AI?
Testing artificial intelligence systems, I would say, is one of the most essential controls when designing these systems. And it's important because if you take a look at traditional systems, say your traditional ERP systems, it's fairly easy to ascertain their behavior in production. The problem with intelligent systems is they are probabilistic in nature, which means that they are always learning as they interact with human beings or as they interact with their environment. So it is very likely that you implement the system today and next week it's behaving in a different way altogether. So it is very important for organizations to experiment, learn and adapt using low risk, low cost and easily codifiable tasks. And once they are very certain regarding the assumptions that they have used and they have proved their competencies, they can gradually automate more complicated business functions. So the reliability of artificial intelligence systems is very hard to ascertain, and you really have to perform extensive testing under different scenarios as part of the development process so that when the system goes into live production, you're pretty comfortable that it's going to operate in a way that the business intended.
How might employment concerns affect the adoption or acceptance of artificial intelligence technologies?
If you look in the newspapers as well across the globe, this is one of the primary risks that's being discussed. There is an ongoing argument on whether automation will create more jobs than it eliminates. Some leading thinkers are arguing that automation will create more jobs than it destroys. They cite an example, say, of automated teller machines, which created opportunities for bank employees to move up the value chain and create better customer service experiences for their customers. On the other hand, other thinkers are also arguing that the rapid developments in technology that we have had over the last decade will result in more jobs being replaced by machines. And back in 2013, the Oxford University fueled anxieties regarding this risk when it published a report that predicted that soon automation would replace almost half of all United States jobs. And that's quite worrying to employees. So if we come back to an enterprise, because we're talking about how we can manage risk within commercial environments. The key risk here is employees whose jobs are vulnerable to automation, especially those that are performing routine and clerical tasks, may actually dig in and try to protect their TAFE and resist change. Consider someone who's been doing a job or a task for the last 25 years, and they suddenly wake up and their leaders are saying, we're going to automate this task and you need to retrain. And we know change is very hard for any human being. So this is definitely a significant risk. And it's been happening since time immemorial. You know, back in the 19th century, a group of English textile workers, commonly known as the Luddites, they protested the automation of textile production by seeking to destroy the machines. So it's definitely a risk that business leaders cannot afford to ignore, especially given that, you know, human resources are any organization's most valuable asset. So they need to plan ahead, they need to anticipate, they need to look for opportunities where human beings can work alongside machines and look for opportunities on how those synergies can be maximized.
How can these intelligent systems be made more cyber resilient?
There's quite a number of notable cyber risk frameworks that businesses could leverage and try to create a baseline of non-negotiable controls when they're designing these systems. These include NIST, COBIT, OWASP Top 10. Another important consideration as well is performing detailed due diligence process when outsourcing the development of these systems to vendors. Businesses should definitely look into their vendors' commitment to product security and make that a non-negotiable when they are negotiating their contracts. Because retrofitting security into live artificial intelligence systems is extremely hard and more expensive. The other important factor as well, or critical control from a security perspective, is performing extensive testing from a security perspective, so that you can identify and fix all the vulnerabilities before go live, especially if you are going to expose the system to the internet. You know, these are just the key controls, but like I said, the key thing here for businesses is to try to make use of the existing frameworks that have been tested, have been in existence for years, like COBIT, like NIST, like OWASP Top 10. And then from there, they can design a set of controls and embed them into technology programs.
And finally, what is the role of risk professionals when it comes to adopting AI technology?
Business leaders can no longer afford to ignore these risks. Critical controls have to be baked into the transformational programs early into the design process. And I think as technology risk professionals, we definitely have a very, very key role to play here. We need to move faster than the business. We need to understand these businesses early. We need to inform the business leaders of the key risks associated with these programs way, way early into the design process so that they can make informed decisions regarding how much risk they want to undertake, you know, in line with their risk appetite or corporate objectives.
Thanks, Philemon. And that's all we have time for in this edition of the podcast. But be sure to read Philemon Zongo's Isoka Journal Volume 1 article titled Automation Conundrum.